This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the line with us now, ESPN.com, one of the best writers in the country, Chris Lowe. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, it's a pleasure, man. It's a good day anytime I get to talk to Mike T.A. and my main man, Bobby Abier.
Chris, shocking results in Starkville. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from Mississippi State. Fitzgerald did a great job. LSU looked as though they had never seen the option before in their life. And Mississippi State won the battle in the trenches. But, man, if you'd have told me that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd have said absolutely no way. I could see Mississippi State winning the game, but they absolutely embarrassed LSU in a game where, really, to be honest with you, I think LSU was non-focused and Mississippi State took full advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mike. I'm not shocked that State won the game, but just the fact that they
– How they won it.
Yeah, they outclassed LSU. And you're right, Mississippi State is – and I think people are going to find out in the SEC, Fitzgerald can play. He's going to give a lot of people
yeah.
fits, all right? But over and above that, LSU looks sloppy. Penalties, I mean, 30 penalties in three games now. Drop passes, guys have got to catch a football. You had botched and blown assignments on both sides of the football. And you're right, they just looked like something was missing. They didn't have the kind of edge. You guys know Ed as well as I know him better, okay? His teams have always, I don't care where he was at USC, Ole Miss the first time, now at LSU, and he's there. They've always played with an edge, you know? And to me, that's the part that really sort of makes him the kind of head coach and the kind of coach I think he will be, but they did not play with that kind of edge on Saturday at all.
Now, Chris, now I guess it could go when you look at the depth chart, but I was really disappointed and on the offensive defensive line, and you might call it a depth problem, but how they got taken to the woodshed as far as right at the point of attack in the trenches and how well LSU didn't play and where they're at going forward in that area.
Well, yeah, and that's the part, Bobby. If you would have said, all right, who's better up front before this game, LSU or Mississippi State? I think you could talk to anybody who's covered recruiting, anybody who's covered college football, they would have told you LSU. But, boy, it didn't look that way on the field. And I know Ed wants to play young guys. I know that's a part of his repertoire. I mean, you want to get guys out there. And maybe, hey, I guarantee you this week on the practice field, you talk about competition heating up, there's going to be a lot of that because they're going to have to get guys out there who want to play and are going to be able to win some one-on-one battles. I know Ed said it wasn't just absolutely getting run over. A lot of it was technique and things like that. But some of it
No, they got run over.
I was going to say some of it, and maybe a lot of it, was getting run over because as I watched parts of that game, there were a lot more one-on-one battles won on the Mississippi State side of things than there were the LSU side of things.
Now, Chris, when you look at it, obviously Syracuse and you look at LSU, what are they, 23-point favorites somewhere in that range? I mean, obviously, Syracuse is not a formidable opponent. But when do you think LSU's next challenge where all of a sudden the fans might be on the edge of their seat considering the egg they laid at Starkville?
Yeah, well, Bobby, they need to play cleaner football these next 2 weeks. I mean, I guess that's the thing. Yeah, you better go win first and foremost. But you better play cleaner football because – you just some of the teams they got coming up, you know, if you're killing yourself with penalties and you're not catching passes you're supposed to catch, and, you know, and they got to be more explosive. That's the thing. You look at their offense in that game the other day. I don't think they had a run. They have a run longer than 10 yards in the whole game,
right?
From the running back.
And they got away from what wins for them. Feed the football to Darius Geis
or
throw it out in the flat to him. I don't get that. You got a star player, use him. The ball's not that heavy.
Yeah, so you might want to pass that along to Tennessee and John Kelly too, Mike.
Yeah, right. Well, I know one thing. Butch Jones was sure thrilled about what happened to LSU because it took him off the hot seat for a little while.
Well, you know, and
Honestly, guys, who in the SEC is happy right now? What fan base?
Other than Nick, no one.
Other than the folks in Tuscaloosa. And I think they're pretty far up in Starkville. And I was in Nashville on Saturday. They like what Derek Mason's done with that program. But go to Auburn, go to Knoxville, go to Baton Rouge, go to Fayetteville, Arkansas right now, or College Station, Texas. There are a lot of unhappy fan bases in the SEC. And you know what? Every one of those fan bases or those schools are paying their coaches $4 million plus a year. So I sort of understand it.
Now, you know, Chris, looking at Danny Etling, now, obviously, the 67-yard touchdown was erased by a penalty. But when you look at his overall game, 13 of 29, 137 yards, no touchdowns, zero picks. But the way I look at it is what it is. Do you stay with a veteran like Danny Etling? Or, you know, a lot of times you see young quarterbacks get thrown out there as far as true freshmen. Look at University of Texas. Or is it
Josh Rosen played as a true freshman?
Yeah, so I mean, is it like we like Danny Etling's experience, or even though he has limitations, or what approach do you think they do with that position, considering how important that is?
Well, I don't think you pull it right now, Bobby. I think that's sort of too much of a risk, and you got two games coming up where you try to give him some confidence. And like Mike said, do some things around it. They got to play better around Danny. You know, up front, their offensive playmakers have got to make more plays. Guys have got to get open. They got to catch the football. But you also have a chance these next couple of games to maybe play somebody else and get somebody else. You got to have two guys ready anyway. You guys know that. You got to have two guys at quarterback always ready to play. So maybe this presents an opportunity for them to do that. But not
Chris. All I can tell you is I'll put you some money. I'll take you for an eating engagement, so to speak. I bet Miles Brennan sees more playing time the next 2 weeks than he has seen the entire season.
He better. I mean, he better.
I'm telling you, I got a feeling that that itchy part of a coach is maybe to go give the young kids some snaps and see what happens. Chris, we got to go to break, but thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
You bet, guys. Anytime, all right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.